With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Ro, host of the Queen Pod. We are on a mission to offer you a companion piece to the entire Queen back catalogue, track by track, and Queen are letting us play all their music. To find out about how to support us and access some Bijou exclusives, pop along to patreon.com/QueenPod. So, without further ado,
let's get some mud on your face.
Hello and welcome to Queen Pod, hashtag Play Queen Loud. I am your host, Rohan the Barbarian, and here to make a big noise is comedian Suze Kempner.
Hello, big noise.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And Queen filmmaker Simon Lupton.
Hello.
Hello, mate. And comedian John Robbins.
Hello, everyone.
Yay. So, these mini pods are examining Queen Greatest Hits 1 track by track. You're bound to have the album by now, but if you don't, you're a big disgrace. Go get it. Now, from Seven Seas of Rye, we're going into the final furlong on this album, the penultimate track, We Will Rock You, 2 Minutes of Genius by Brian May, the guitarist from Queen, of course. Now, we do talk about this one in some detail back on Season 1, Episode 7 of the main pod, News of the World Side A, we're looking at there. And it seems unfathomable to think of more to say about this 2 minute song, but we're going to try and do that for about 14, 15 minutes. Let's have a go. Simon, give us some context, We Will Rock You, that you've never said before anywhere.
It's impossible. For one of Queen's shortest ever songs, We Will Rock You is probably one of the most famous, and as a result, one of the most talked about. So it's very difficult to find anything new to say about it. So I thought I'm going to just give you 10 things that you should know about We Will Rock You, most of which you probably know already.
Oh, brilliant.
So number one, after a particularly lively Queen show at Bingley Hall in the Midlands, Brian decided to come up with a song in which the crowd could join in. We Will Rock You was the result. Number two, the only instrument on the track is Brian's guitar at the end. Before that, it's feet stamping on loose floorboards and hand clapping. Number three, the song tells the story of the three ages of a man, boy, young man, and old man. Four, the boy dreams of changing the world, the young man tries to change the world, and the old man realizes he's failed to change the world. Number five, the song was released with We Are the Champions, and ever since the two are more than often than not played back to back. If you watch Queen's set at Live Aid, you will see this phenomena happening. Number six, the video for the song was shot in Roger Taylor's then back garden. It's a very nice back garden. Number seven, there is a brilliant alternative version to the song known as the Fast Live version, so called because it was mainly played live and is faster. Number eight, if you ever want to know where this song is, it's in the Grammy Hall of Fame, so you can always find it there. Number nine, a British boy band called Five covered it in the year 2000. Normally that's something we'd choose to forget, but it got to number one in the UK, so Queen win again. And finally, number 10, the Queen musical We Will Rock You was named after this song. There you go.
That's such a good top 10. That does cover it. So that brings an end to the mini pod.
There you go. Nothing else to say.
That's very, very good, Simon. You missed off the most important fact about We Will Rock You.
What's that, John?
That in the video, Brian uses a replica of the Red Special, not the Red Special itself, made by British luthier John Birch, because it's a natural wood in the video. Which is a rare example of Brian using a non-original Red Special in a Queen video.
Well, that could be the Spinal Tap 11th number in the top 10.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Along with the fact that Roger has, and to this day, rued his decision to wear those particular Wellington boots for the video.
That is true. Do you know why he did that? Is it because it was snowing and cold?
It was freezing, yeah. They were absolutely. I think they did that. They did three takes.
Not the Wellington boots, love. The replica guitar.
Oh, I see. The boot. This was cold, bro.
The replica guitar was used as a backup for live performances, but then was destroyed by May during a concert in 1982. And the pieces were sent to a man called John Page, who kept the remains before sending them back to Brian 20 years later.
Wow.
Who then had them glued together by Andrew Guyton, who made some absolutely amazing copies of the Red Special, but they all sold out and were very, very expensive. And I think Brian bought most of them anyway.
God, that's amazing.
There you go.
Why did he destroy the guitar in 1982? Was he cross or was it just oops?
Well, let me just look that up. Well, this is an account from the gig where it happened. This is an eventful US hot space show played to an arena that is far from full. Roger's voice is uncharacteristically hoarse and he struggles with Somebody to Love. A bit over 3 minutes into Brian's solo in Get Down, Make Love, he breaks a string, turns off the analog delays, ultimately gives up, takes the guitar off and hurls it over a stack of Vox cabinets, snapping it in half. God. The only time he ever did this.
Wow.
Some of the audience members watch in bewilderment as they've witnessed the normally gentle and soft-spoken May lash out in frustration. Others cheer the coolness factor. A roadie visible to the audience picks up a piece of the birch guitar and holds it up for a brief moment. The beleaguered Axeman then switches to his Flying V. He and Roger barely finish the segment.
Oh my God.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting.
So he did like a Djokovic with his racket, but he did it with his guitar.
Yes.
Wow.
That is really, I almost can't believe that story about Brian May. Seems so.
They just had a shocker.
After the song ends, Freddie says, "How are we doing with the guitars?" "I think tonight's the night we're going to break as many guitars as we've got. If anybody in the audience has a spare guitar, bring it over here."
Love it.
Amazing.
Scenes with
Fred,
Queen.
Just restoring everyone's calm.
Then he said, before playing Fat Bottom Girls, he said, "I know you guys are very cool and laid back, but this is a really dirty song. You know, it comes from here. It's from the..."
What? Wow.
I wonder who he was pointing at.
And we thought we weren't going to find anything fresh in you to say about We Will Rock You. Unbelievable. Suze, what do you think about We Will Rock You that you haven't thought about until now?
What else is there to say after that? Well, here's what I will say. So during the Olympics, there's no crowds. And to create atmosphere, they've been playing songs, you know, between rounds. And I was watching the taekwondo, which I get very, very invested in once every 4 years. And between the rounds, which are incredibly intense, they would play songs. And Queen are big in Japan, and they quite often were playing We Will Rock You. And it genuinely makes you go, it's all right, isn't it? Queen are playing. It really chills you out. So, and it's perfect. And I just think it's such a great song in that it can be played anywhere and everybody knows it, and you can put this on before an England match and the whole crowd will sing along to it and do the stomp stomp claps, and that's really cool. That's really rare. That's with a song. Awesome. And they put two on the same single on the same album and on the same greatest hits album. They had two songs like that everyone will sing at a sporting occasion all over the world.
It's absolutely true. They're sports fans loving this stuff. But did you know, guys, that in 2004, Britney Spears, Beyonce and Pink used this song in a Pepsi advert?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to share it with you. You've got to hear it. It's amazing. But check it out on YouTube as well. If you're listening, just go find it. They are in a Roman arena dressed as like sexy gladiators, because apparently women fighting gladiator types had to be sexy in the Roman times. And there's even a blink and you'll miss it cameo from Roger himself in a toga with like an Irish drum. So let's try to see. You might actually glimpse him from here, actually. Let's play it. I said we will, rock it. Brilliant lunacy. I suspect Pepsi's marketing team prefers Coke, actually, but there we are.
I saw Brian as well.
Brian's in there as well, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. You get them both.
They looked annoyed, like they were going to smash up a guitar.
I've actually got another fun little clip to play. Anne Merriman, one of our listeners, I think her fella actually might have found this out, dug this up for us, but has sent us the Dixieland edition of We Will Rock You. I thought we could listen to a little bit of that.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you.
Play the whole thing, Indigo. It's wonderful.
Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Yeah. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna get you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody.
That's brilliant.
Absolutely love that.
I like that it's from a YouTube account called There, I Ruined It. That's the name of that YouTube account. That's really funny.
Exactly. Go and check that out, guys. Absolutely fantastic. Now, Mr. Simon Lupton, you're guaranteed to blow our minds, aren't you? Guaranteed to
blow your mind. I'd like to think so. When they released the 40th anniversary edition of News of the World, there were some lovely little bonus items available in that pack, including an alternative take to We Will Rock You, which is very similar to the take we all know and love, except for a very different guitar solo at the end, which was a work in progress as far as Brian's concerned. He was sort of building up to the solo we know and love. So thought you might like to hear that.
We will rock you. Sing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Oh, we will rock you.
I don't know how I feel about that. I like the beginning of it and I like the end of it because it's like the normal bit. It's cool though. It's always nice to hear a bit of extra Brian, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a work in progress, and you could see sort of where he was going. But I like the fact that it was something that was organic. It wasn't. He didn't just have it all written, mapped out before he started. He played and searched for it until he found it, and then he knew when he'd got it.
Yeah. And how does he know when he's got it? That is crazy, yeah. But he had it. Like, we all know it. We can sing along to the whole thing. It's incredible. Now, if you only own the Greatest Hits album but want to sound like a proper fan, you just say, at gigs, tourists try to stomp their feet and clap, but everyone knows you only say stomp, stomp, clap. You actually go clap, clap, hands. Everybody knows that. Bloody tourists. Driving mad. Clap, clap, hands. That's it. You got your hands at 45 degrees, hands out. Clap, clap, hands. There we go. So now you know as well, if you do go to a Queen gig, you know exactly what to do. Everyone knows what to do. What am I talking about? It's fantastic. Right. So now we are getting to the crux of the matter. When We Will Rock You finishes, are you hearing We Are the Champions next, or are you more of a News of the World person and hearing We Are the Champions next?
Oh, that's a good one.
See? See what I've done? Do you know what, actually, I kind of hear Roger go, freedom, and crash into Friends Will Be Friends again because of the live magic experience. But I don't think he's actually shouting freedom. I think he might actually be shouting 3, 4.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. Yeah.
Freedom. Yeah. It counts differently.
Yeah, I do. But I guess we all just hear We Are the Champions, yes?
There is no other song move that up. Follows it, is there?
No. Wow. Well, there we were. We thought we'd have nothing to say about We Will Rock You, and this is the longest record we've done out of all of the mini-pods. So join us next time for the very final mini-pod. It's We Are the Champions, of course. What an anthem. Email us, queenpod@thequeenpodcast.com. Comment at The Queen Pod on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Go along to patreon.com/queenpod and check out some great things that you can get involved with there. There's a community that's gorgeous in the Listener Run Queen Pod Fans Facebook group. Leave us a review, maybe not on this particular episode, but on any other episode. And in the meantime, play Queen Loud. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.